Hello, everyone. Monday's a good day to be alive in Christ. Welcome, welcome. This is George Watkins, and thank you for spending a few moments with me today again. Hey, we're in the middle of Christmas week or Christmas month, and all the things that come along with it, the shopping, the buying gifts, the cooking dinners, and the busyness with family. Well, let's remember who originated this, what it is all about, and who we celebrate. Amen. I'm going to just remind us why we give gifts today. And in doing so, we're going to talk about the good things of the Lord a little bit. Amen. Well, welcome. If you're new to our broadcast, stay around a while and listen in, see what God's saying to the body of Christ, and if it's something that's a blessing, subscribe and hit the little bell next to it, and then on Facebook, you join the friends, and we'll be able to see you more often. Be a wonderful help. Hallelujah. Well, I am excited about Christmas month, and I am trying to reflect back to the time when I was excited about it because, because I got gifts. And I'm sure that lasted long into my, you know, into my adulthood, because gifts are always wonderful to receive. But somewhere along the line, I began to realize the joy of giving. I'm sure it was early on. And especially as I begin to pay for my own gifts or pay for the gifts I bought. When you're a kid at home, don't have a job or much of an income, you go and get money from dad, and then you go buy a gift for dad. Well, that's good. That's a pretty good feeling. You bought some kind of strange thing, you know, a weird tie or a tool he'll never use. But when you get older and you've earned your own money and you buy a gift for someone, it gives a little different emotional release, a little different feeling of gratitude, or not just so much gratitude, but just the awareness of the honor and the pride that you've given. Well, why do we give Christmas gifts? The originator of life is a giver, and Christmas celebrates the original picture of the wise men coming to the manger, bringing gifts. And those gifts, actually, when they were someone's calculated the value of what they received, probably was a pretty good nest egg for the family to live on and to be provided for a long time. I don't have the figures in front of me. Smarter men than me have figured them out with all the spices and all the gifts that Jesus received, and Joseph and Mary in the manger. So they came bearing gifts. But the giver of life, the giver of the first great, you know, the important gift is life, is, of course, is our Father. And he is a giver of good gifts. One of the reasons that giving is such a wonderful blessing back to us, because the Bible says that if you give, you will receive back, pressed down, running over, shaken together, running over, shall men or people give unto your bosom. For with the same measure you give out, it shall be given back to you again. There's another interesting little verse I use often when it comes to relationships. It says, he that wants friends, Proverbs is speaking, he that desires friends must show himself friendly. Now, there's a giving. You're giving something to someone, and then coming back on you is the same spirit or the same attitude that you give out of. these principles certainly fit and work well when we're talking about giving to God finances. We use them often in encouraging people to be givers, both in tithes and offerings. But really, life is built on the spirit of giving out. I think it's John Osteen that teaches and speaks about giving forward. You know, you got something, give forward. Now, what does that mean? It means that if you'll take what you've got and give something to someone, give it forward, it will continue to come back to you, and the blessings just continue to mount up. Scripture says, cast your bread upon the waters, and they'll come back on you in a blessing, a multiplied blessing. So the whole mechanics, the function, the system that the kingdom of God works off of is really tied back to the Father's nature. And the Father's nature is giving. Give it, it shall be given. So he takes his most favored son, one that was highly chosen, Jesus, Yahweh, and sends him into this world as a gift. And that gift then was given to us to redeem us back to the Father. So the gifts we give at Christmas, the things we do in our simple little, sometimes not so simple, as far as we're concerned, maybe expensive and hard to find, but however we do it, when we're giving something, we are reflecting back our nature that the Father put in us when he brought us into this earth and created men and women, mankind, in his image. When he gathered with his sons, I'm repeating that so you'll catch it. And that Genesis 1, 26 and 27, when he said, let us make man in our image, he was reflecting the fact that he was going to make man in the image of his heavenly sons. And we have the same makeup, the same DNA, the same personality, the same nature, because he made us in his image. So when we give, we are reflecting the image of God. He is a giver. He's given life. He's given his son, Jesus Christ, that we might be redeemed back to the Father again. So that ugly tie or that ugly sweater that we wear at Christmas that we gave to someone, or the fruitcake, I'm being a little silly here, I'm sure. But whatever the gift is, when it's given out of a heart of love and generosity and kindness and just the fact we want to bless someone, it is the nature of our Heavenly Father being expressed on earth. Well, it goes farther than that, of course, past Christmas or birthdays and anniversaries. It goes into our daily life, doesn't it? A person who is a giver receives back so many things. One of the secret keys for small businesses to increase and grow is to have a service attitude where they're servicing their customers, and the customers feel like they're getting more in attitude and kindness and service and all kinds of extra benefits than they're actually paying. They'll buy something and they'll carry it to the car for you. All those things that a grocery store will do to make themselves friendly and giving, and they'll provide extra deals. They'll give you quality things for a cheaper price. It's all in the spirit of giving so that you'll keep coming back and receive, and they'll receive from you then the benefit of your finances in their business. I've talked to more than a number of different small business people over the years. Of course, I've interacted in our church and friends and relationship to small business people. And one of the main things they give, one of the main things they must do is give. in the area of service. Okay, how does that work into our spiritual life to be a giver? Well, when you get a phone call and someone is calling you for prayer, you have the ability then and the opportunity to give back something that they're asking for. Or the Lord stirs your heart and you feel the impression to call. You call a friend or you call someone and you say, "You've been on my heart. Can I pray? Or is there something going on I need to know about so I can pray for you?" See, that's the spirit of giving. A selfish, self-centered person doesn't do that. A narcissistic person holds everything in, and it's all for me. Whatever happens in the next the next days, it's going to be for my favor, not for anybody else. That person certainly is captured in the classic story of the Christmas Carol, where Scrooge, he's the one that is tight and stingy and doesn't want to give anybody anything, not even coal in your Christmas sock, for heat. Well, he goes through those series of events where he sees Christmas past and Christmas present, Christmas future and all that. And it does something to his heart and he opens up. So he comes in the last scene and wants to give again. And in the giving, his whole life changes because God is a giver. So I bless you today in this first day of this Christmas week we're in, Christmas month. And I pray for you. As you come across my heart, I speak blessings back to you. That's one reason I love to know who's watching. Send me a note or give me a little heads up so I can pray back for you and speak your name before the Lord. I love to give those prayers and that faith and that time and that attention when the Lord stirs my heart for it. So be blessed in this week as you stomp around the stores and run around the stores trying to find that gift that you want to give someone. Bless you as you prepare for the dinners and the Christmas parties and the Christmas plays and the gatherings around the tree and all those things that come along in this wonderful month that we celebrate. And remember, Jesus is the center of it all. And as you give, you're reflecting the nature of your Heavenly Father. I bless you as you do that. Until tomorrow morning at this same time, be conscious of the fact that your face reflects the face of the Father to all those that are looking. See you then.